From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Buried Secrets Can Be Murder by Connie Shelton. Now let's begin with Buried Secrets Can Be Murder, Chapter 1. How well do we really ever know someone? How can we know the secrets that lie buried in one's past, often for years at a time, things hidden so deeply that they aren't likely to ever see the light of day? Unless someone asks too many questions? I would ponder it all later, but I was not to know the darkest of those secrets yet. For now, all my secrets pertained to Christmas, which was coming up in a few days, and the gifts for friends and family that I'd stashed in obscure little places. For instance, knowing that my brother Ron frequently violates the sanctity of my desk in his search for some random office item, such as a paperclip, which he can never locate in the perpetual mess of his own office across the hall, I'd hidden his gift where he would never look, under the kitchen cabinet where the dishwashing liquid resides. Sally Bertrand, our part-time receptionist, would find her own gift in 2 seconds flat in the kitchen, so the handmade quilt for her soon-to-be-born baby was securely hidden away somewhere else on the premises. I just had to remember where. My thoughts were flitting through all the possibilities when my phone rang.
What time does your party start tonight, hon?
Drake, my hubby. I felt lucky that he remembered our office open house today and that he would be in town to attend. His helicopter business kept him pretty busy, between winter wildlife counts for the government and a few photo shoots for local businesses. I told him to come any time and hinted that it would be nice if he arrived wearing something other than his flight suit, which permanently smelled like jet fuel.